You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a peek inside a historic apartment building.
Most of the folks who live on Langdon Street along Madison's Lake Mendota are short-timers, students, or young professionals. But at Kennedy Manor, many residents have lived in the same apartment for decades. Jess Miller lives around the corner from Kennedy Manor, and his curiosity led him to finding out what makes residents want to stay.
When Kennedy Manor was built in 1929, it was touted as the city's first hotel apartment building. It offered housekeeping and a full-service restaurant and bar. Chelsea Bowles, who moved in 1994, remembers.
I met my husband the first year I moved to Madison, and we actually got married in the restaurant downstairs.
Over time, most of the building's luxury amenities, including the restaurant, have gone. But residents have stayed, in part because of the lower-than-average rent prices for the area. There's also the views many apartments have of the lake or the Capitol building. Many say they've stayed because Kennedy Manor has allowed them to live the lives they want to live.
And I hope to either die at work or die here, or I'm a traveler.
That's Liz Allen, who moved into her one-bedroom apartment in 1987. At that time, she says, residents fell into one of three factions.
There were the legislators who would rent just the one rooms for when they were in session. There were the old Madisonians, and the third were middle-aged eccentrics. And I was in the middle-aged eccentrics, and I'm now in the old-age eccentrics.
Today, eccentrics thrive at Kennedy Manor. They're artists and amateur historians, multi-instrumentalists and activists. Whatever their passion, they're free to pursue it.
Everything's within walking distance that I need.
Wes Freeman's studio apartment doubles as a living space in the headquarters for his film production company. He's currently working on two documentaries, so he spends a lot of time at the UW library.
If I really need to go someplace, I can get a neighbor from Kennedy Manor to take me, or I'd take a lift, you know. I mean, if I find a $6 ride, I'm in.
Bowles plays the harp and hosts music sessions in her apartment.
I'm an Irish musician, so Irish music sessions where you just get together and play. And during the pandemic, they let me have people in there so we could spread out really far.
And Chris Allen, who is resident Liz Allen's first cousin once removed, is also a musician. He came to Kennedy Manor in 2008 to get a doctorate in classical guitar performance at UW-Madison.
The first night that I was here in the building, I took my guitar up to the roof. There's a rooftop terrace, and started to play and asked a couple if they mind if I play some Bach. And Chelsea said, oh, you must be Chris. Yeah, and so they all knew that I was coming.
Living in such close quarters for so long, people get to know each other well, and they look out for each other. Liz Allen remembers one neighbor who was in his 90s.
So I would invite him over to watch the sunset. And he loved it, and he shuffled over. We probably would see each other almost every day. And his family knew something was up, this confirmed bachelor. And he wondered if I would want to marry him. I said, well, you know, it's tempting. You're 95. You probably got some money shucked somewhere. And I just don't think it's a good idea.
Kennedy Manor might not be the idyllic living arrangement it once was, and living at the end of UW-Madison's fraternity and sorority row has its downsides, says Bowles.
I don't particularly like the really late at night stuff. I would say early morning stuff, or even mid-early morning.
But she, like Chris Allen and so many of her neighbors, wouldn't trade it for anything.
No, awesome. But it's I love it. Yeah.
Awesome.
It's home.
That story on Kennedy Manor was produced by Jess Miller, a Wisconsin Life production assistant. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
This is Wisconsin Today.